Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Joey.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man. We're good. Okay, awesome. We got another 15 minutes, so we're ready to go. So I'm going to ask you that same question again. I got the audio about the first part of it, but I can always put that and splice that together. So we're good to go. We're live now. All right, so Joey, again, tell me about the features of the RS1.
Well, number one, you know, when looking at helmets, helmets get a bad rap. You know, it's funny. You know, when I was a kid, my dad bought me a bike, and, you know, he goes to work, and I go on my bike. I don't wear a helmet. I go, you know, fly around town with my buddies, and I get back home, and my dad's sitting in the driveway and says, where's your helmet, son? I said, well, you know, my friends will make fun of me. I don't want to look goofy. He says, well, you're not riding your bike unless you're wearing your helmet. And, you know, to me, that always meant something. So when I created the soft shell helmet, I thought to myself, I've got NFL friends that are currently playing. And, you know, I wanted to know what they thought and how can I make this thing cool. And so what they said was, you know, football's a masculine sport. Make the thing look tough. Make it look masculine so these kids don't feel weird or uncomfortable wearing a helmet. And so what we did was we designed it to look like a Spartan helmet. You know, it's got the same, you know, real tough masculine lines. But when we were designing this thing, so we had to make it look cool, number one. Number two, we wanted to make sure that we were protecting the areas that were most vulnerable in non-contact football. You know, contrary to belief, thanks to the media, you know, everybody thinks that, you know, these catastrophic, you know, head injuries occur all the time. Well, in flag football, not really the case. You know, what we do see is, you know, fractured orbital bones, brow line stitches, hit in the back of your head. So what we did was, you know, we made sure that we added padding to that area. So, you know, since it looks like a Spartan helmet, it covers the orbital bone, it covers the brow line, covers the back of the head, and it's got enough padding where it actually does something. So our goal was to make this thing look cool, protect the right areas, and then number three, be so light that, you know, it doesn't have encourage people to do something stupid. And one of the things that, you know, is so important to me is that you wear one of these things, you forget it, you're wearing it, becomes a precautionary piece of equipment. And, you know, if something bad happens, you know, you just got protected, hopefully, from a surface-level injuries. Am I saying we're going to protect everything? Absolutely not. But, you know, I do know that we're going to help with surface-level injuries, which are more common in flag football anyway. And so the last piece of it, you know, look cool, protect the right areas, light, and make sure that it fits real well. You know, our helmets are designed to fit, you know, snug and comfortably. So we made all these adjustments to the helmet, and it started off one way. And every single season, we make sure that we get the feedback from our customers, and we adjust it and make it better and better and better. And that's what we've done the last 2 years. And, you know, we've got nothing but great feedback. It's been really exciting. You know, I follow what everybody says. And if they say that they want to make a little bit bigger size, then we do that. You know, if they want to make sure that, you know, there's chin straps, then that's what we do. You know, I want to make sure that our clients are as responsible for the growth of our company. You know, I want them to feel like, hey, man, I wrote to these guys that they should do this, and, you know, 6 months later, it's incorporated in the helmet. You know, it's a pretty cool feeling when you have that kind of interaction with your customers.
That's great. That's great. And, you know, let's talk about this, like, your team, you know, and sort of like, you know, who's kind of on your team. And I know you've got a lot going on the West Coast, and I know your goal is to want to expand. So can you talk a little bit about, like, who's on the Rock Solid team?
Absolutely. So my partner in the business is Caleb Haney. He played in the NFL. We met in Chicago when we played for the Bears, but he essentially was the backup quarterback to Jay Cutler and Peyton Manning. And so he's, you know, kind of been spearheading our Texas effort. It's been going phenomenal. You know, we have hundreds of programs in Texas, flag and high school and college for that matter. Things have been going amazing there. Obviously, California is where we started this thing. We're in programs all across the state, high school, flag, you name it, we're in it. We've got a big presence in the Northeast. We've got a little bit of a presence in the Southeast. But, I mean, this thing is becoming global, and it's happening almost overnight. It's been unbelievable how much of a buzz it's created in the football market. High school, it started that way, and then it, you know, immediately went to flag football. So I've got a couple guys that have played in the NFL, you know, a couple guys that played at Oregon State with me, Greg Laybourne, He's most recognizable for shutting down USC when they were number one in the country. Picked off Mark Sanchez to seal the game. One of our other guys is Naaman Frank. He was an enormous human. Played D-line for us and, you know, had a brief stint with the Packers. We've got a guy who actually played for Rhode Island baseball, Ty Moeller, you know, our corporate guy, Larry Monty, you know, former cop, police officer, we'll say. But, I mean, we just have an amazing group. We're all former players of some sort. You know, we get that team atmosphere. Every day we wake up with a smile on our face. You know, it's tough to walk in there without getting ripped on a little bit. But that's the kind of culture that we set, you know. If you're not out there hustling, you're going to hear about it. And it's that team. It's, you know, I like to make our business like a football team. And, you know, you got one weak link in your chain, you're not going to win the game. And it's the same way in business. You know, you've got to have that chemistry. You've got to have that, you know, that ability to call somebody out and, you know, take constructive criticism. It's just like football. And that's the kind of culture we've created, and that's what we need to get successful.
Okay, again, I'm on the phone with Joey LaRock. He is basically the founder of Rock Solid, which is an innovative head guard. They currently have the RS1 on their website. You need to check out their website, liverocksolid.com. Not only do they have some really great descriptions of the product, but they've also got some, you know, a gallery that shows the product in use. They've also got other pictures and photos that really do a great job of explaining the product. The other thing is they have former NFL players that are on their team that really can sort of, you know, solidify and give a lot of credentials to what they're doing. Joey, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you, do you still play football, flag football in the league, or do you just kind of go and, you know, just keep stay loose? Are you on any teams right now?
Well, you know, it's funny. Right now, it's been incredibly busy as a business, but, you know, every now and again, I've got a buddy who runs the Entertainment Flag Football League here in Southern California, and, you know, it's pretty darn competitive out here, and I've been out there a few times. I'm not what I was.
Okay.
I used to be able to fly a little bit, but now when I can get out, I definitely get out there. You know, Caleb, he just played in East Texas Flag Football League. You know, it's one of our partners, and he was out there, you know, whipping the ball around, and he said he couldn't even move the next day, and he just retired playing in the NFL. So, you know, these guys get after it. You know, flag football is no joke. You go out there and you got to compete, and if you don't, you're going to get called out by the other team.
Absolutely. Okay, so we got about five minutes left in the show. So how do the parents, have you heard any stories or have you got any feedback from the parents?
Oh, gosh, yes.
As far from about the helmet?
Oh, 100%. That's been one of the most rewarding things in the world. You know, we go to a flag league. These flag leagues initially, especially the youth ones, they're so hesitant because, you know, it's an added cost. They're worried, the kids aren't going to like it. But here's what happens every time. You go out there, you finally get the deal done, everybody's wearing one, and we're out there with the booth, and every single parent walks by and says, you guys are amazing. You guys are making this game so much more fun. You know, you'd think it'd be safe, but no. Number one, it's the enjoyable experience that the kid now has because he feels like a football player. And I'm not saying he's going to go out there and tackle someone because that's, you know, he wakes up, he brings his football helmet to practice. It's adding to the experience of playing football. And parents love it. They can go out there and feel like their kid is as safe as possible. You know, they've done everything they possibly can to ensure their kid's safety. And does that mean that they're invincible? No, absolutely not. Anything could happen at any time. But they've taken every single precaution they possibly can. And now their kid can go out there and have fun. Our mission is to go out and enhance the game of football, have kids and adults have fun playing the game of football, but being it safe.
Oh, yeah, that's great. And I think that's the key thing you said. It's definitely adding to the experience. And like I said before, you know, you being a former NFL player, so many kids, you know, and young players and even adults and men and women, they watch football and they want to be that player. And so anything that gets them a little bit closer to that experience without actually really being hit, I think, is what, one, is the value of flag football, but is also the value of products like yours. And it's about safety first. You know, I do run some clinics, and I'm a referee, and so many times the kids want to die, but it's like it's got to be about the safety. And with the head traumas, you know, I know probably when you played, it just, I mean, it was just, hey, smell it off and get back in there. But
yeah.
I think now it's great that, you know, the NFL, what you're doing and your product is really about safety first, safety first.
No doubt. You know, you have to make sure that the integrity of the game's growing with, you know, obviously the number. Anytime that football's the most popular sport in America. So what can we do to add to the integrity of the game? Well, you keep the kids safe. Because all these NFL players, they start somewhere. So if you got a kid that, you know, took stitches to the side of his head when he was 8 years old and quit and never played the game again because he cried on the middle of the field and all his friends were laughing at him. Well, now imagine this. That kid gets hit in the head, nothing happens, he's fine, and he ends up being the next Clay Matthews. You know, that's the way this world works. So you protect them now so they can grow up and, you know, contribute to the game and have millions of fans if they do make it one time. And, you know, they set a good example for kids, and it gives people – you know, something to look up to. And that's what's so special about football. It allows people to dream that, hey, if he can do it, I can do it. And that's something that we're going to help, you know, if you get one kid that would have had stitches or some sort of injury that didn't, I've done my job.
Wow, that's great. All right, so again, on the phone with Joey LaRock, his website, liverocksolid.com. You can purchase the helmets online. Flag Football America is really excited and proud to be working with Joey and Rock Solid on this helmet. And one of the initiatives we're going to try and do in the future is definitely try to put it out and really get the word out and let, you know, and get adults, kids purchasing this product. So, Joey, we got 1 minute left. Any closing thoughts that you want the audience to hear? The floor is yours.
Well, you know, first and foremost, thank you so much for your time. I know how busy you are, and I'm sure, you know, you've got a lot of people that you want to talk to. So taking the time to chat with me tonight has been very special to me, and I appreciate that. And I really look forward to continuing our relationship with you guys. You know, the fact that you're building a platform for people to be more informed with the game is amazing, and I think that it's got nothing to do but grow. And I'm excited for you guys. I'm excited to be a part of this thing. And if there's anything you need from our end, you know, we're here to help you guys. So we look forward to this partnership.
Fantastic, fantastic. Again, from our audience, Flag Football America Network, you can go to flagfootballamerica.com and check it out. Liverocksolid.com. Check out our Facebook, Instagram. We'll be putting more news up there about their product. Have a great night, and we will talk to you soon.
Thanks so much, guys.
All right, thank you so much, Bill.
Still there?
Yes, Joey, it's good. I'm here.
Oh, perfect.
Perfect. I got it. I was got real nervous for a second, but basically what I did was I recorded two segments. So what
Beautiful.
I'll do is I'll listen to it, splice it together, and then what I'll do is what I normally do is I'll post it on I'm using Blog Talk Radio right now, but I've switched over to SoundCloud. So once I get it edited, that's eventually where it's going to go.
Okay. And
so
don't worry
about
getting my approval. Just put your thing on there, and I'll have our social media, you know, blast it out. You know, this is authentic. I don't want it to be, you know, where I got to dub it. And you know, if I said something bad and stupid, that's on me. Let's go for it, baby.
Okay, great. No, what you said was perfect. So I'll put that together between like tonight and tomorrow, and then
okay.
I would love to get it out by tomorrow. But at the latest, well, I'm going to try for tomorrow.
Okay.
I'll push it out, and then, you know, as things kind of progress, you know, I would love to talk to you more about some other things that I've got going on as well.
Hey, I'm here for you, brother, and I'm sorry I've been so busy earlier today, but I'll tell you what, I'm excited for your relationship with Larry and bringing me in like this. This is awesome. I'm really excited to see where we're going to go together.
Okay, me too.
All right, now you go get some sleep, brother.
Okay, I will, and have a good night.
You too, buddy. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.